Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine. Just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for more bathroom time with Daniel Murray and me, Jay Schwedelson. So, Daniel, before we kick it off, this is the time of year with a lot of conferences, a lot of stuff going on, which means everyone starts traveling around. So when you're in the airport, are you like, what are you eating? Are you getting like turkey sandwich? Are you getting no food at all? Or are you like a freak and you eat sushi in the airport?
That's a great question. I'm on the boat of not eating on the airplane. I feel like I don't want to eat in the air. So usually Ari's actually a very big, like when we get to the airport, the first thing she's going asking me is where are we getting like food? Like, so we're always going to find somewhere there, but I don't like eating any weird thing that I need to go. This is a good episode. I might need to go to the bathroom in the air. So I'm going to eat something very simple before I fly. That's my bone.
That's a good move. I got one time I had fish in the airport and I got violently ill on the plane. Like it was like a bar mitzvah in the bathroom. It was out of control. And so ever since then, I've gone very basic in the airport because the airport is not where you want to have things that could go south because it's an uncomfortable situation. So listen, we've covered some good ground there. Let's jump into today's topic, which is thinking about caring about things. Do we care when algorithms change? Should we change our strategy? Do we care when platforms change? Daniel, where do you fall on all this? Like when there's an update to an algorithm on a particular platform, do you just go ahead and change everything or you just leave it all alone?
So I always believe that the algorithm is the audience. That's what I've always believed, like with like content. So always putting out content that people will like is always a good idea. I think the only thing I would think about when algorithms change or platforms change is two things. One, are they giving more credit to certain actions or certain formats. So like not changing really like what the message or the content is, but like how we putting it is like, should I be doing more GIFs? Should I be doing more images? Should I be doing more text? Should I be doing more video? Like thinking about what are they crediting so I can do things that, like do as the Romans do, basically, when in Rome, do as Romans do, do the same thing as like what the platform likes. And two, like if a platform is like adding a new big new feature or a big new thing, that means they're doubling down and testing that feature. So I always think like when there's a new feature, even if it goes away, jump on it. Like LinkedIn had LinkedIn stories and that actually gave people so many like views from LinkedIn stories. Now they have LinkedIn, the video feed that they're having, and people are getting crazy reach on video. So it's always smart when a new feature comes out to double down on that because the platform is doubling down impressions on that. So that's my thought is like, always know what's going on, but don't, strategy should never change, content type, content messaging should never change, but how you produce the content might have to change if the algorithm likes it more.
Yeah. And I'll add to that, that it's not only algorithms. It's also when there are changes to, for example, iOS 18, which is Apple's new operating system on our phones, is updating the mail app in a big way. And 47% of people that read their email, according to Litmus, read it on the mail app on their phone, whether they have a Gmail address, any type of corporate address doesn't matter. And one of the things that's happening with the update is they're eliminating pretty much pre-headers in emails, which is like that second subject line when you send out your emails. And what they're replacing it with are these AI summaries. They're pulling out things within your emails to put in the spot of where your pre-header used to go. And they're going to be looking for the AI, Apple's AI is going to be looking for certain trigger words, like the word like confirmation, for example, as to what they put in that pre-header spot. So to Daniel's point, understanding the new stuff that's coming out, how you might have to adjust your content to have it kind of fit in and show up where you want to show up is really important. You don't necessarily need to change your entire strategy, but if you're not aware of some of these big changes, then you're not going to be able to leverage those changes to your benefit.
It's also, you become a smarter marketer if you can get ahead of this and not have to have the, and not have to go to your team or your leader and say, hey, why is email down, or why is this down this week, or why is content impressions down on this? Like, if you're ahead of it and say, oh, well, video content is actually getting more impressions now, like text-based posts are getting less impressions, we maybe should look into that. Now you're ahead of saying things that will cause the conversation, or if you bring it up way ahead of time, or if you're noting it, you can tell them the reason why. Because the worst question thing to say is, well, I don't know. It happens all the time with marketers where things happen because of an algorithm change or something like that, and they can't give an answer. So it's good to be ahead of these trends ahead of time. But Jay, a question for you, where do you go and figure out where these trends are happening? What are you looking at so people can figure out when these things are happening?
So one of the weird places I find trends is, you can find trends, and you mentioned this in other episodes, certain places faster than others, right? So if you see something trending on X, it's going to happen there way before it happens on LinkedIn. If you see something trending on TikTok, it'll happen even faster there than other places. One of the easiest hacks to finding a trend is, and I don't go on TikTok personally a lot, but I look for it for trends. If you actually go on TikTok and you look up trends, and then you look at the videos, and then you click on the audio that's being used in that video, and you'll see how many people are using that audio in their posts, you can then see, oh, it has a million different posts that are using that audio. It's one of the best ways to find trends on TikTok that I found. And then there's websites like whatstrending.com and other things like that. But I think finding the trends will help you when you're putting out your content to stay ahead of the algorithm. And the only other thing I'll say about algorithms is don't let one post take you sideways. One post that does incredibly well, or one post that does like garbage, because these platforms are always updating stuff. Like the other day, LinkedIn updated their algorithm and everything went in the toilet. Nothing worked, no matter what you posted. So don't react to one post, because I think it's an epic waste of time. Where do you find stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think communities are a great way to find things. I think things like social media today is a good place to figure out social media trends. You've said this before on another. I think Reddit and Twitter always are a great place. I like to look at this is the one thing I like to look at, is go look at on X, like LinkedIn help or Facebook help, and see if there's multiple people saying like, hey, my posts are getting down, or is this down, or this, to see how many people are saying it before I start freaking out about something. So I will like go look at what other people are saying, if people are writing in, because if you can look at who is mentioning at like the LinkedIn support, or you could see what's happening in real time. So that's a way to like look ahead of things. And I think you can pose questions on, a lot of these questions are probably being answered somewhere on the internet. So it just takes a little research to find it. So a lot of these people are posing the question, like, did LinkedIn change the algorithm? And you can see like multiple people posting about that if you're figuring out. But also on your side of, sometimes you need to just double down on your strategy because you've put that effort into it. So sometimes just keep your head down and keep doing what you're doing. Because sometimes those are vanity metrics. Like, for example, LinkedIn with their video right now, a lot of people are getting a lot of impressions, but they're getting 50 likes. And when I see 400,000 impressions and 50 likes on a post, I get a little bit weary. Like, why, where is these impressions coming from? Like, are they not liking the content, or is it being shown somewhere where people can't like the content? So it's something also to question, like, why someone is getting more impressions than you, and look in their back end. And also, sometimes you just need to run your own race. If it's working for you, just keep doubling down.
I totally agree with that. All right, I have a question before we wrap up. You know, back to travel for a second, because that's how we start out here. When you're on the airplane, if you're not sitting next to Ari, are you a talker on the airplane, or somebody turns to you and they, hey, where are you going? Where are you from? What's going on? Are you like all in, or are you like, don't talk to me?
I rarely talk. I feel like I'm an intimidating guy on the airplane. So I don't think many people like talking to me. I don't know why. It's probably because I'm a bigger than normal human being. If they have something interesting to say, I'll like converse for a little bit, but I always like have something to be like, have my headphones in and be like, what did you say? Like, I always have headphones on the plane. So I always have like shows pre-downloaded. If the TV doesn't work on the plane, I'm always prepared to like have entertainment on the plane or have my laptop ready to do something. So what about you?
I feel like, I do not talk. Do not talk. Oh, no. If somebody tries to talk to me, I literally say the same thing all the time. I go, I'm sorry, I'm not a talker. And that's what I say. And it's the most rudest thing you could possibly say, but I do not care. And the person will like look at me like, what? I'm like, I don't care. I'm not a talker. Even though, ironically, I talk a lot, but I will not talk to anybody on an airplane. Period. End of story. There you go.
That's crazy, because if you meet Jay at a conference, he'll just talk to you forever. So, like,
I'll talk to you at a conference.
Go talk to Jay. He wants to talk.
You suck so bad. Speaking of sucking, this podcast sucked. No, it didn't. It was amazing. All right, we've done it again. Another episode of The Bathroom Break. Check it out, Daniel. I'll see you later, dude.
Bye.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, The Bathroom Break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.